From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, President Bush delivers the commencement speech today at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy, and he warns about Al-Qaeda. We'll have more from NPR's Don Gagne.
First, more testimony today in the U.S. attorney scandal. Former White House aide Monica Goodling went before the House Judiciary Committee in exchange for immunity from prosecution. Congress is investigating whether the firings of eight U.S. attorneys were politically motivated. Slate legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick was in the committee room, and she joins us now. Hi, Dahlia.
Hi, Madeline.
Well, first of all, remind us who Monica Goodling was and why she seems to be at the center of this right now.
Well, certainly, Madeline. She was counsel to Alberto Gonzalez. That's important. She was also the Justice Department's liaison to the White House. Her name appears on several of the emails that have become crucial in chatting about who was on the list and who wasn't. She also played a key role in briefing some of the senior Justice Department staff for their own testimony. So there was a lot of hope, I think, that she would implicate the White House today. She would point the finger at Karl Rove and say this was all his plan. I think there was also some hope that she would clarify the real reasons for these firings, whether they were ideological and political or whether they were just for performance reasons.
And why did she plead the fifth when asked to testify?
Well, she was asked that question directly this morning by Representative Jerry Nadler of New York. Here's what she had to say.
I asserted the Fifth Amendment based on the fact that these were very ambiguous circumstances in which to testify, and I believed that the Deputy Attorney General had made an allegation that I had deliberately withheld information from him, and I believed that that was a concern.
In other words, Madeline, what she's saying is that when Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty testified on this matter, he was not completely forthcoming and honest, and she felt was blaming her for that fact. And so she said she felt like she was then in peril herself, in legal peril, and that's why she took the fifth.
And what did he say that made her say that?
Well, he had said several things. He had said, and she went through and listed them today. He said that there wasn't extensive White House involvement in this. She testified today, among other things, that there was some White House sign-off on this, and that McNulty knew that. There are other things that she said, he said that were not completely forthcoming and honest. And as I said, she felt that he was blaming her.
And did she clarify this alleged link between the White House and the Justice Department over these firings?
Well, not exactly, Madeline. She said on the one hand she had no personal contact with folks like Karl Rove and Harriet Myers. I think everyone was hoping that that was what she was going to say. Certainly that's what the Democrats were hoping. But she did say that there was extensive White House involvement, there was extensive White House sign-off on the plan, and that McNulty just failed to communicate that to the committee.
And, you know, there's been a lot of back and forth over who drew up the list of the U.S. attorneys who would be fired. And did she shed any light there?
Sort of. She certainly named Kyle Sampson. She named Paul McNulty. She named Alberto Gonzalez. She personally said that she had very, very little involvement, certainly in terms of, you know, she put some names on, she took some off, but she really did suggest this was kind of Kyle Sampson's game.
And he was a former aide who also resigned.
That's correct.
And, did she take any responsibility for any misconduct at all?
She was very forthcoming and I think very effective. She answered Bobby Scott from Virginia when he asked her what she did wrong.
Is it against the law to take political those political considerations into account? You got civil service laws. You've got obstruction of justice. Were there any laws that you could have broken by taking political considerations into account, quote, on some occasions?
The best I can say is that I know I took political considerations into account on some occasions.
Was that legal?
Sir, I'm not able to answer that question. I know I crossed the line.
What line? Legal?
I crossed the line of the civil service rules.
I can't tell you, Madeline, how refreshing it is to see somebody in these hearings who actually says, look, I really did something wrong. I fouled up. On the larger issue of, you know, the ideology and the politics of, and the sort of grand scandal, she's doing a very good job of diffusing those claims. But she is saying, look, I made some personal mistakes. I was overzealous. I just thought the president should have the best attorneys possible. So I think she's done a lot of good today in terms of diffusing this scandal just by being very candid and honest with the committee.
Okay. Slate legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick, thank you.
My pleasure.